Hello everyone, this is James Arnold. I am the host here of the Hawks Watch podcast and coming to you today with a little bonus episode. I wanted to get on here and preview the biggest game of the season for the Hawks coming up here on Wednesday, playing the Knicks in the NBA quarterfinals game in New York in Madison Square Garden on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. So kind of wanted to go over a little, you know, preview of the matchup there, and also some very interesting stats for this season. I'm going to try to keep this episode to under 10 minutes. Went very long last episode, so it's just a little bonus episode. Hope you guys enjoy, and hope your Monday is going well, and that you have a good week, but enjoy. All right, so we are going to skip the intro music here today just to keep it short. So I'm just going to go ahead and start kind of previewing the NBA Cup game. Again, that is on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern in New York, Madison Square Garden. First, the Hawks are coming into that game with a record of 13-12. The Hawks are 6-4 in their last 10 games. After they did have a nice six-game win streak that came to a screeching halt versus the Nuggets last night. The Knicks record coming into that game will be, well, they do play tonight versus the Raptors, but currently it is 14-9, and they are 7-3 in their last 10 games. Been playing pretty well. The Knicks do play the Raptors tonight in Toronto before they fly back to New York to take on the Hawks on Wednesday. The last time the Hawks played the Knicks was on November 6th, and they won 121-116. That was the game that Zachary Risache, the number one pick from this last year's draft, went off for 33 points, and it was really an offensive win where, you know, the Hawks got pretty hot and were able to just win that game by being so good on offense. The matchup, just to preview, you know, the matchup with the Knicks is pretty difficult. You know, the Knicks do play with the five-out spacing. They have Towns, you know, as their center who can really shoot it. This gives the Hawks kind of a matchup issue with Clint Capella versus Karl-Anthony Towns. Just because, you know, again, Towns can step out to the three-point line, really has the ability to shoot it and create efficiently. He's a good passer. You know, he can put it on the floor, and he's got more mobility than Clint for sure. So gives Clint a little bit of a tough matchup there. My question is, you know, Onyeka really hasn't started without Clint being out this year. But is this a spot where, you know, they do start Onyeka? They probably won't end up doing that, but, you know, just speculating because this is kind of a tough matchup for Capella. The Knicks are definitely a better shooting team as well. They're also really good at taking care of the ball, not turning it over. And that's an area that the Hawks have been really good on defense, is that they are really good at turning people over. Thank you, Dyson Daniels. So the Hawks have been really good at turning people over and taking advantage of that by being able to score in transition. So, you know, on the defensive end, the Knicks are really good offensive team. So on defense, you know, for this game to, you know, hopefully go well for the Hawks, we'll need Dyson to really force Jalen Brunson away from the actions that he wants to run. You know, try to not let him get to his screener. The Hawks will also likely need a positive shooting game, unlike, you know, what they had happen with the Nuggets last night. That was abysmal shooting performance. but, you know, they'll have to shoot well and probably have the Knicks shoot, you know, somewhat poorly again to have a pretty good chance of winning this game. So the Knicks are a really good team. It's going to be difficult to get this win, especially on the road. And we know there's the, you know, old rivalry from the Knicks and the Hawks series in 2021, and Knicks fans notoriously hate Trae Young, and it's all very fun, so it should be a pretty hype matchup, but it is going to be a tough one for the Hawks to come out on top of if they don't shoot well and really play good defensively and play with effort, which should not be an issue, especially in this spot. We will see what happens. Just kind of wanted to give you a little preview of the matchup, and hopefully you enjoyed that. I'm going to transition here into talking about some very interesting statistics for the season. I'm kind of doing this because I had an episode that I released last week that, I went pretty long. I think it was 50 plus minutes, and went over kind of, what's gone on this season, and but I didn't really have any statistics that I had, mentioned in that podcast episode. So just starting with the offense here, they are 16th in the league for points per possession. So, what that means is just that, they're about average. There's 30 teams in the league, so 16th, they're about average on offense as far as how many points they're scoring per possession. They are 21st in the league in turnover frequency, which means, they turn the ball over more frequently than 21 teams in the NBA. They are 6th in the league in offensive rebound rate, and 2nd in the league for points per missed, which, just goes back to the offensive rebound. So they're really good on the glass. A lot of that is Clint Capella, Onyeka Okongwu, and Jalen Johnson. They're just really good at offensive rebounding. And, Clint's been a lot better this year about going up when he can get his little hook shot off and passing it out to, reset the offense instead of just, going up each time. So 2nd in the league for points per miss, which is a really good statistic for offensive rebounding and just efficiency off of that. They are 21st in the NBA at three-point percentage. So, 35% there. I think I had mentioned that last episode. They are 6th, however, in the NBA in percentage from the corner three. So they're 41.8% accuracy there. So that's a good sign. And I also saw their frequency from the corner was a good bit higher than other teams as well. They are 5th in the league for frequency of shots at the rim, 11th in the league for free throw rate, and they are 3rd in transition frequency, which means they get out and run in transition better than, 27 of the NBA teams. So they're 3rd in that. And they are 12th in points per possession in transition. So they're really, really good at getting in transition, but not the best at, efficiently scoring in transition. So they're 12th in points per possession in transition, and 3rd in transition frequency. So again, they're getting out and running a lot, but they're pretty close to average as far as their efficiency in transition, a little bit better than average at 12th in the NBA. they are 1st in the league for the percentage of plays that is being, on offense in the half court. Generally you want less half court possessions and more transition possessions because you are generally going to score more points per possession in transition than in the half court. So they are, 3rd in transition frequency, and they, have the least percentage of their plays being in the half court at about 75% of their plays coming in the half court. Moving on to the defense, 16th in the league for points per possession allowed, so right around where they are on points per possession on offense. They're also allowing about, same points per possession, 16th in the league. They're fourth in the NBA at forcing turnovers. Thank you, Dyson Daniels. They are also first in the league for frequency on steals. Again, thank you, Dyson. They're 29th in the NBA in their opponent's three-point frequency allowed. So 41.8% of all opponent shots are coming from three. Because, you know, basically what the Hawks are doing with their defense, they're packing the paint and forcing ball handlers out to the perimeter, not really letting them break the paint as much. So they're really focusing on controlling the paint, having a paint presence, and forcing things outside. I do believe they're, they already have, and they're going to, you know, continue to get better at, you know, guarding the three-point line, but really are establishing interior defense at this point, and, you know, keeping guys on the perimeter. Unfortunately, they're also last in the league for three-point accuracy allowed at 39.1%. So again, they are, you know, pretty bad on three-point defense right now, and, you know, with being second to last in the league in three-point frequency allowed, and then last in the league for their opponent's accuracy from three, that is, you know, a bad recipe to lose a lot of games from negative shooting nights, but we kind of knew this, and just wanted to go over those stats. I think they're pretty interesting and kind of tell you a little bit about how this team plays, and you can definitely see it when you watch the games. Tells you about their strengths and weaknesses, so just wanted to go over that, share that with you guys, and hopefully everyone enjoyed this bonus episode. Again, this is James Arnold, host of this Hawks Watch podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at HawksWatch99 and Instagram at HawksWatchPod. But without further ado, I'll let everyone get back to their day. Again, hope you enjoyed, and I'll talk to you on the next one. Take care.